team, not just people up here, but whoever else is involved. Yeah, if you're in that group of, and we'll include the techie people back there, nerds included. I used to do that job, so I'm sympathetic. But since last night, been seeing that there's an album here. You don't have to. That there's songs that God wants to give you that are cohesive and a clear message to the body of Christ. A prophetic message to the body of Christ to remember the Lord and come back to her. The church in America needs to repent for some things. This is not an album that is to make people feel warm and fuzzy as they drive down the road on their way to work. That there's a prophetic word to the body of Christ in a series of songs that will bring call people to repent in a way that's winsome and not ugly, but tells the church who she is, because she's forgotten. I need to tell her who she is, who God says she is, so that she can remember herself and come back to Him. And there's some songs He wants to give you, and there's going to be, I just see some warfare around it. And by warfare, I don't mean the kind of warfare that's obvious, like when the devil comes and sort of knocks on the front door and says, boo, right? And you go, oh, we'll just pray. And it's the kind of warfare that feels like so-and-so rejected me. It's the kind of warfare that feels like there's not a place for me on the team. Nobody appreciates me anymore. It's the kind of warfare that feels like, what am I going to contribute to this? I haven't written a song, or maybe I'm not the best singer on the team, or I'm not the best whatever. Maybe I'm not gifted enough. It's that kind of warfare. The kind of warfare that doesn't feel like warfare, that feels like rejection and people not liking you and being misunderstood. But you need to get a vision for what God's called you to do so that you'll press through that warfare and not bail on what God's going to do. Because the ingredients for something really impactful is on this team, and God just needs to give you the recipe for it. Okay? You've got all the ingredients sitting here on the table, and God's going to give you a recipe. He's going to give you songs that are cohesive and have a clear voice to them. And I don't know how it's going to work. I can't tell you. I have no clue. But you need to kind of brace yourselves for the warfare if you decide to do that. If God opens the door for it, that you understand now that the warfare against it will not feel like an obvious thing that you're used to. It'll feel relational. Okay? And it's going to require, like we were talking earlier, to recognize I don't belong to myself and my instrument and my voice and my ego and my place on the team doesn't belong to me. And if you can do that, then God's going to do something pretty amazing. Okay?